being an advisor, like being a coach, is not about popularity. It's about helping people one at a time.
Hi, this is Coach Joe Lucas, and welcome to the Magellan Network Show. My goal inside of this communication, this show, is to share with you my nearly 30 years of coaching some of the most successful financial advisors in North America. We're going to be talking about strategies, syntaxes. We're going to bring guests on from time to time, and I'm going to share with you what's working now. So think of this show as sort of like a little one-on-one kind of mini coaching cast, if you like, where we're going to be going in depth from time to time on strategies to help you grow your business, get more effective, become more efficient, find balance in your time management, grow your business, and quite frankly, whatever else is going on in the world today. So before we get to today's episode, I'd love for you to do a couple things for me. Number one, make sure that if you're watching this on YouTube, that you subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you're doing the audio, make sure that you give us a review on whether Spotify or Apple, you know, we'd really appreciate that. And quite frankly, that does help. It does matter when you rate things and like things and subscribe to things. It helps us get the word out to more of the industry. And lastly, I have a very special gift for you. Go to MagellanNetwork.net. So one word, MagellanNetwork.net. And I have for you a complimentary membership, 100% gratis, where you can tap into about between 50 and 75 hours of masterclasses, forms, tools, templates, and strategies. So please go ahead and make sure you go ahead and get that claim. Smash the like button and subscribe. And please go ahead and leave us a review on whatever podcasting platform you're on. And now, let's get to this week's episode. Hi, it's your coach, Joe Lucas, and welcome to this episode of the Magellan Network Show. Hey, in this episode, a little storytelling time here. I want to talk about not getting caught up in the popularity trap. And what I mean by that is that, look, a lot of times when you start off in your career, and I certainly did in my coaching career, where I was involved with three Chamber of Commerce groups, Rotary, a couple of different lead, like BNI. This is years ago, before BNI was BNI. And, you know, I did that for a while, for about the first couple of years, and then I got really good at it, and then I didn't need to do it anymore. I think a lot of advisors get caught up in what I call the popularity trap. And they overextend themselves into too many different networking groups, too many different organizations. They confuse popularity with profits, right? And I've seen that several times in my career. And we're gonna protect the innocent here. But I remember one client, this is when I was still back in New Jersey. So this is before 2000, believe it or not. Great guy, great human being, loved him to death. He was literally involved with any, if there was a group, I'll use his first name because I think he's retired by now. When there was a group, Marty was in the group. And Marty was like he'd have three or four, he'd have a breakfast networking thing, a lunch networking thing, after hours business card exchange, right? And stuff like that. And he would, literally, I mean, I want you to visualize this, right? He would literally hit the room and hand out probably 25 or 50 business cards, collect 25 or 50 business cards, about an hour to an hour and a half, and then hit you up the next day for a meeting. I mean, this is the way this guy operates, right? The reason why I bring it up is that, you know, he retired, but he didn't retire from this business. He went back to his family business, which was in the hospitality arena. And I just found that there's a balance. Like, look, like anything else, too much of a good thing becomes a bad thing, right? So you want to evaluate your groups by, you know, ideal clients. Are there going to be advocates in the room? What is the time commitment? Things like that. And so that mindset has now come over into social media. Look, I think some advisors do a really good job on LinkedIn. And we'll talk about LinkedIn for a second.
They post some really cool stuff. It's not regurgitating, you know, stuff that nobody cares about. But the question is, you know, does that get you business, right? And if you're doing that, what are you not doing? Are you not taking care of your clients? Remember, there's three identities, right? The advisor, the business owner, the entrepreneur. Well, who's the marketer in that identity trio? It's the entrepreneur, right? And I've seen advisors get caught up in all different kind of groups and then all kind of boards and committees. Why? Because once you start doing good stuff, you're a good go-to person, next thing you know, man, you're being asked to do everything. And you're running from meeting to meeting and you're not doing your reviews, you're not taking your clients, you're not leading your team, and your business completely on the growth side flatlines, but yet you're busier than ever. And I've seen this several times in my career where, you know, the demands of the game have radically increased because of all the groups we're involved with, while the business itself economically has stagnated. So never confuse busyness with success in this game. You can be super busy. You can be super popular. And I'll give you like some examples. Like in my career, I've had people take out billboards in the middle of town. Like right on the main drag, like big, I'm talking about like real, like clear channel, big butt, you know, big ass billboards, right? And I remember one in particular, he was in Florida. It was a little further south of me. It was on Route 1, which is a major thing here. And I remember he said, oh, yeah, I got this billboard, man. Everybody's, you know, this photo of him and his team, stuff like that. And he was very involved in town, so like Rotarian, board of director, local chamber. So, I mean, already known basically, right? And I never forget, after spending like maybe $10,000, he said, yeah, you know, I went to the local chamber thing and people are talking about, man, hey, love your billboard. It's great. Stuff like that. Yeah, yeah. Did anybody ask him if they can sit down and have a conversation? No. Did it bring him any business? No. It just made him more popular. Didn't pay him anymore. Okay. So I'm going to give you, I've said this a couple different episodes, a couple different ways, but I'm going to get back to this right now so we're absolutely clear on this. Hi, Coach Joe Lucas here, and I'm just breaking here for a moment just to do a couple quick reminders. Number one, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel or our podcast. In addition, please leave a comment or a review. Those things really, really matter. And share this episode with three of your colleagues inside the financial services space. And lastly, make sure that you go ahead and claim your free membership inside of Magellan Network. Now back to this week's episode. Being an advisor, like being a coach, is not about popularity. It's about helping people one at a time. So if everybody likes your stuff, but they're not hiring you, what have you accomplished? Right? Right? It's like a sugar high. Oh, it feels real good in the moment. Hey, I got that like on LinkedIn and somebody reposted my stuff, man. It makes you feel real good. And look, I'm a big advocate on LinkedIn. I have a LinkedIn consultant, Charlie Van Derven. He's a rock star. I've got nothing of that, but I understand what it is and what it's not. Okay? And that's not bad because at least that's kind of efficient, right? It's when you're running around. So ask yourself this question for some of you who are really out there. Kind of, hey, you know, getting awareness, right? Which is like, who cares, right? I'll give you a choice. Everybody in town knows who you are. Nobody does business with you. Or nobody knows you in town, but you get 100 referrals a year. Which one do you want? Which one is going to be better for your balance sheet, right? And that's what I'm talking about. Remember, the ego is usually the one seeking significance by being out there, right? Like, I'm a player now. I'm here. People know my name. If that's great if you're a restaurant. That's great if you're like running a pizza delivery service. Like, you know, something like in retail, yeah. So here's what we know. Professionals. People will hire attorneys based on marketing. They just will. Because if that was not true, why would attorneys have all the billboards? And some of you will remember this. For those who are old enough to remember the Yellow Pages, and for those who don't, like, you should go Google it. What are the Yellow Pages? When you had the Yellow Pages, let me ask you a question. What was the percentage of attorney to CPA to financial advisor Yellow Page ads? It was like 100 to 1, right? I mean, attorneys took out a whole page of Yellow Page ads, right? Why? Because the marketplace will hire attorneys off of marketing. I don't understand why, but they do, right? Do people hire advisors off marketing now? They're starting to. They're starting to. But it's still not to the level of attorneys. It's just not, right? So just make sure, you know, when we think about, and I'm going to go back to this, and I'm going to get you guys out of here. What is the best way for you guys to get a client? It's going to be 1A, 1B, right? 1A, happy client, refers you, introduce you, advocate. 1B, center of influence, another professional, right? A lot of times, what advisors do, and this should be a whole other episode, so I'm going to truncate this for a moment. Advisors will tell me, oh, Joe, I got to go build some COI relationships. Okay, well, how are you going to do that? Well, I'm going to join this BNI group or a pro advisor, stuff like that. And I'm saying, wait, how many clients you have? Like 200. Okay, great. How many of them have CPAs or EAs? About 100, 150. Great. How many of them you think have an attorney? Okay. Then you already have something in common. You share a client. Don't you think that if you were to reach out to a CPA and say, hey, referred by common client, hey, Mr. or Mrs. CPA, my name is blah, blah, we share a common client, Mary Smith. I was doing a review for Mary recently, and your name came up in a conversation. She said she was very happy with the work you do and involved her tax preparation. From time to time, I have clients who are looking for a new CPA relationship. Can we chat about what you do? Love to. Let me know. Joe. Do that 100 times. 150 times, right? Why are we making it so difficult? I can tell you why. FOMO, fear of missing out. Because if you're not in that room, that means the other advisor is, right? And man, I can't have that, right? Because, they're there and I'm not. That doesn't make me feel good. Get over it. That's amateurish. Play the pro game, right? If you've been at this for any length of time, you should have your own networking group. You should have your own local mastermind that you're the leader. You drive it. It's your game. You should have deep relationships with your counterparties, your CPAs, attorneys, business school, whatever you need, right? And if you want to do the other stuff, that's cool within reason. But to sit here and to take hours upon hours upon hours of actual time, forget the focus part, you know, trying to be popular. When we're looking to get paid, we're looking to take care of our clients. We're looking to take care of our clients at such a high level they want to refer us, right? Not that they can ever get a hold of us because we're never in the office because we're out at the next nonprofit thing. Like, let's get real here. I see this over and over and over again. And I'm all for giving back. But you cannot be a nonprofit yourself. Remember, the two things that are the most valuable. Number one, it's not your time. That's the second most important thing. The first most important thing is your focus and your energy. Because where your focus and energy is, that's where your time goes. So if you're focused on connecting, being popular, being liked, and you're not taking care of your clients, this is why your business is not growing. And I see it over and over again. Okay? So some hard conversation there. Again, I say because I care about you guys, I want to give you my best. How do I say this? I don't care what other people think of me, either like what I do or I don't, or you don't, and I'm cool with it. Again, I'm not here to be popular. I'm here to add massive value to you. That's what I care about, okay? So hopefully you enjoyed this episode of the Magellan Network Show. Remember, magellannetwork.net. If you want all the goodies for free, step on in, and see you all again next week. Thank you for watching or listening to this episode of the Magellan Network Show. Hey, if any of this resonated with you, I invite you to come to MagellanNetwork.net, and we have a powerful group coaching community of like-minded advisors. Come in for a trial. You and I will have a one-on-one conversation. Let's see if I can help elevate your game, both personally and professionally.